Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic, nationalistic patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from Spokane, Washington, in the heart of the American Redoubt. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrasher Call Me Thursday.
Thrash 'em. Or some thrashing going on, too. We've got some audio clips of Mayorkas getting thrashed again.
Oh yes, and Eric Swalwell.
Oh yeah,
and gosh, it just goes down the line. Attorney General Merrick Garland, Department of Justice. I mean, there's all sorts of major people getting slammed right now.
And, yes,
and so we're going to be really thrilled on this Thrashacommy Thursday to be reporting on it.
It was really cool too yesterday. When we broke the story on Marjorie Taylor Greene revealing the proof that the Biden crime family is tied to a prostitution ring, it was just hitting the news. Matter of fact, the news at the top of the hour through the American Christian Network and Liberty Broadcasting, they were airing the same story that we already had in our notes ready to go and talking about, you know, a couple minutes later.
Yeah.
These people are so criminal. It's like the whole top tier of our federal government is acting unlawfully. And these guys, this Ukraine thing is just completely out of control. Meanwhile, Russia's inflation has dropped to like 3% now. They have a 3% inflation rate. Their economy's thriving.
Right.
But the more pressure we try to put on them through sanctions, hey, there's another world system that's been sneaking up, and with China and Russia now, you know, combining forces with these BRICS nations now, they're going to be dropping the U.S. dollar. I mean, you're seeing the end, like we were saying, end of the Roman Empire,
right?
The end of the American Empire.
Yes, exactly. And we were saying how unfortunate that we have to report on that, because we would much rather be reporting on our huge, overwhelming victory over the enemy, right?
Yes.
But in fact, sharing the good news, the gospel, that is what that is.
Yes, it is.
We actually are reporting on an overwhelming victory over the enemy in such a way that, boy, there's not a darn thing they can do about it.
That's right. There's a cycle of nations. They rise and they fall, and the United States is right on schedule. Because of the corruption from within, the departure from morality, the departure from all of the principles that made you great, and there is one kingdom that will stand forever, and we are right on the edge of it.
That's right.
And we made it this far. We're here now.
Yep.
And so America's got to go. You know, it's got to. Otherwise, prophecy's not true.
Well, and this is just our behavior in this country is just a repeat of history.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing new under the sun, and that is what the whole Bible is a document about. It covers repeated history time and time again. Every single generation rises up to something good. They fall away. They ignore God. They decide not to follow his laws, not to be kind and loving to their brother. And so God punishes them by bringing in their enemies, stomping them into the dirt, and then they repent, and then it starts all over again. That is what the Bible is about. It's like over and over and over. And people just are never going to get it, even to the point of where the end of the Bible describes that in the 1,000-year reign, where we're actually here with Jesus himself for 1,000 years.
Yes.
And Satan is held at bay. Well, he's let loose one more time after that 1,000 years of being with God himself.
That's right.
On the planet, right? And being able to see all of his awesomeness in action and how wonderful truth and justice and love actually is.
Yes.
And then he releases Satan one more time to give us one more, you know, give us another chance to see if we've learned anything, right? And we don't. No.
Right.
People go right back. They get sucked right back into Satan's lie. And that is, you know, that is our nature. We're trusting, we're gullible, and we're easily swayed by somebody that is willing to be evil and lie to us. And, you know, so yeah. That is exactly what we're seeing right now. And it's kind of all about what the word of the day is about also. And so, but real quick before we get to that, I wanted to point out, because you had brought up the inflation and how Russia's inflation is dropping to 3.3%. Well, Robert Kennedy Jr., who just announced his president, his run for president for the Democrat Party, he just said it's going to cost our country $750 billion for the U.S. dollar to no longer be the dominant currency. And so that right there is another huge form of inflation right there.
Yes.
And so you know, as far as that goes, boy, that was a huge mistake to let, well, of course, they're all mistakes if you're going to look at it as being mistakes, but that's actually intentional. That's another part of bringing down the nation.
You know, I just saw at Zero Hedge, Germany closes its last nuclear power plants. The assisted suicide of the West, paid by the workers of the West to the cost of the people of the West. It does my mind that so few people can see it. Strangely put, but
it's, was it Finland or Netherlands that are now using, they're actually starting up nuclear plants.
When they tried sanctioning Russia cuts off the oil or the gas to Germany.
Yeah.
As they're going into winter,
yep.
Remember last year, Germany started scrambling to fire up its coal plants again. You know, so we got to put this you know, clean energy thing on hold because we're freezing to death. Yeah,
exactly.
Reality sets in.
Yeah, reality says that stuff doesn't work so well.
You know what? Use what works.
Right.
And it's not fossil fuel, by the way. It's
renewable.
Natural gas and oil are plentiful. Use it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Another deception that we're exposing here, and glad to do so.
Yes, indeed. So, let's see. We've got the word of the day we're looking forward to getting into. And what do you have for us, Lady Liberty?
Okay, so the word of the day for Thrash Commie Thursday comes to us from Zechariah chapter 8, verses 9 through 17, which read, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, you who have been hearing in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, who spoke in the day the foundation was laid for the house of the Lord of hosts, that the temple might be built. For before these days there were no wages for man, nor any hire for beast. There was no peace from the enemy for whoever went out or came in. For I set all men, everyone, against his neighbor. But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days, says the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these. And it shall come to pass that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear. Let your hands be strong. For thus says the Lord of hosts, just as I determined to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of hosts, and I would not relent, so again in these days I am determined to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear. These are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace. Let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor, and do not love a false oath, for all these are things that I hate, says the Lord." And that's it.
Hmm.
And that's exactly what he prescribed to all of the Jews in the first place, and they refused to listen to him.
Yes.
And they, so he sent them into captivity for 70 years.
That's right.
And what's interesting is in chapter 8, verse 3, it says, "Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth."
And that's where he's going to reside.
Yes. On, you know, this, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain, it says. And so this time, basically, he says, so when I return this time, we're going to do things the right way.
That's right.
You know, we are going to be kind. We're going to be compassionate. We're going to love the brother.
And he's going to rule with a rod of iron.
And it's all going to be just.
Yes.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, previously in that scripture, he talked about their adversaries coming for them, you know, coming to judge them. He's going to use their enemies.
Right.
And, you know, I just saw a map of the nations that their primary trading partner, it's a map of the world. And the United States is, you know, blue, and China is red. And China only did trade with itself. This is in 1980.
Right.
And the United States influence all over the place. Well, now, fast forward to now, the United States and Canada and a few other countries are preferred nation trading with United States. And the rest of the globe, almost all of it is red, representing China.
Wow.
Trading with China. And they have positioned themselves... Really, we're at the final stages of this, what I believe is God's judgment against the West, specifically the United States. You know, when you look at how rebellious that this culture has turned on him, especially when he is completely responsible for all of our prosperity.
Exactly.
And our blessings.
Yep.
And this is the same thing that happened with the Israelis. He would bless them over and over. They would rebel. They would turn against him. Completely rebellious isn't even the right word. It's just an obstinate, arrogant, thumbing their nose at him.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're doing. But we see our enemies positioning themselves. And thank God we are right on the edge of eternity and him returning and that kingdom being established. Without that, if you fully understand what's going on in the world, If Christ didn't intervene and we don't have that to look forward to, it's pretty dismal,
right,
for unbelievers.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, that's exactly what this word of the day is declaring. It's, you know, in verse 15 through 17, it says, "Do not fear. These are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor." The truth, not
yes.
lies, right? "Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace." And he says, it even says, "Let none of you think evil in your heart against your neighbor." So not only are you going to speak the truth to your neighbor, which is the gospel,
right?
You're not even going to think evil in your heart. You're not even going to think anything evil against your neighbor.
Right.
And do not love a false oath. In other words, do not love a lie. "For all these things I hate." And then in verse 19 farther down, it says, "Therefore, love, truth, and peace."
Yes.
And that is what he's describing. And his own city is going to be called the city of truth.
And look at the contrast now with Democrat-ran cities.
Yes, right.
The opposite exists.
Yep.
There's the truth gone, peace gone,
right,
prosperity gone, right, justice gone. And what a contrast. There's both ends of the spectrum right there.
Yes.
With the way Christ is going to rule from Jerusalem and the state of that city that it will be in versus the state of our cities now being ran in a godless way with him not part of it at all.
Right. And it's almost like the perfect setup for us to be able to see the exact polar opposites and the true benefits of the benefits or deficiencies of each. You know what I mean? Any town, or I guess I'm trying to even think of a city that doesn't look really awful right now that you could compare it to, but I can't think of one. And so, you know, all of the cities that are run by the Democrat policies and lies and everything, it's doing nothing but pure harm and destruction to all the people involved.
Yes, it is.
And so you can see where truth and justice really make the difference. And as far as nice, it's not nice to see that, but it is nice to have such a black and white contrast.
It is. There was a pastor that spoke fairly recently about why does Satan have to be bound up for 1,000 years and then released again? Because what's going to happen to him is going to be, it's going to seem so extreme. And you've heard people, I wonder if he repented, if the Lord would take him back.
Right.
No, you're going to see the true nature of him.
Of pure evil.
And that sermon basically pointed out that you're going to see what prosperity and peace looks like for 1,000 years.
Yep.
What could possibly ruin this? Satan's released, and you're going to see that he is, what's coming to him is fitting.
Yep.
That he is so evil, there's nothing good in him, there's no repentance, and you're going to see him one last time. The world for 1,000 years without Satan's influence. And then just to make sure everybody knows this isn't just a fluke.
Right, and that God's not just being mean.
Right. And not just, we're not just making this stuff up. I'm going to release him again. And then the whole world just goes sideways again.
Again, yep.
So when he goes, everybody's going to know, no, he deserves what he's got coming.
That's right.
You know, so very interesting presentation, though, in that sermon.
From one end of the spectrum to the other in the Bible, Revelation says that in the end, we're rescued from all the lies.
Right.
And then in the beginning, it states that basically with Satan coming onto the scene with Adam and Eve, that God says, if you eat of the tree of good and evil, you will surely die.
Right.
And look at our cities.
Yes.
They're dying. They're following all of the satanic principles of communism and lying and deception. And look at them. It's true. The lies, everything that Satan is about causes death to all of us.
Yep.
And so, you know, from one end of this, you know, bookends on each end of the Bible, there it is.
Yeah.
It's if you eat of that tree, you will surely die. And sure enough, he's exactly right.
And that's all going to be manifested here in the next few years. It's coming to the apex of what's been, you know, leading up to is coming to, the crescendo is coming.
Yep.
And everybody's going to see there will be absolutely no question about the difference between good and evil.
That's right.
You can see pure evil unleashed.
Yep.
So thank the Lord we belong to him.
And thank the Lord that we all have become lovers of the truth.
Yes.
Truth and peace, for that matter.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, that scripture, again, is
Zechariah chapter 8, verses 9 through 17.
Good one. Don't get into Zechariah very often, so that's
nope. That's a blessing, and praise God for that.
All right. Well, you guys stick around. We'll be back right after this short break, and we've got a couple audio bites for you. And this segment is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a website, whether it's a ministry or a business or a website for any reason, you're going to have it hosted somewhere. Well, check out TLC Web Hosting. They take care of hundreds of websites, and they take care of us, and they've done a great job for us for a long time. They're Christian Patriot owned in the American Redoubt. That's TLCWebHosting.com. And this is The Morning Commute. Stay right there. His own hands, for then he gave me the Son of Man. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God. Mm-hmm.
5 million people during this administration have been coming to this country, probably don't qualify for asylum, but that's a pretty accurate number, right? 4 to 5 million.
Senator, let me first communicate a premise, which is we are very, very focused on the security of our border.
No, you're not. I don't want to listen to that. So,
never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right.
Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy.
And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face.
The communists set out to brainwash the people, to destroy their will to freedom, to wipe out their religion and culture. Newspapers were filled with lies and distortions, and still are. Anti-Western and anti-American.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And let's see, if you guys, hey, you want to help support us, we really appreciate it, and we greatly need your help. We're listener-supported. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and that'll open up the page to show the different ways that you can help support us and keep us on the air. All right, Lady Liberty, a couple things. First of all, let's get to this Chinese update that you've got.
Yes. Okay. So, well, first of all, I've got this update here that says an operational test launch of an Air Force Global Strike Command unarmed Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile was conducted yesterday, April 19th at 5:11 a.m. Pacific time from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. And so that was us that did that. It was unarmed, but it was a Minuteman III ICBM.
Oh.
And so we were like, wow, geez, what was that about? I guess that's in response to all of the North Korean and Chinese threats to let them know that, hey, we can do it too.
We have red buttons too.
Yeah, exactly. Or like Trump says, but ours work.
Yes.
Yep. And so, well, in addition to that, this update from the, well, President 11 says that he's going to push for a higher stage of relations with Pyongyang, North Korean state media said Tuesday, as the G7 foreign ministers condemned the North's unprecedented string of weapons tests. China is North Korea's longtime treaty ally and main economic benefactor. Their relationship forged in the bloodshed of the Korean War when Mao Zedong sent in millions of volunteers to fight the U.S.-led United Nations forces to a standstill.
Right.
Well, and so by President 11 saying higher stage of relations, that just means that they're going to be supplying North Korea with their better weaponry.
Yeah, exactly.
And so anything that North Korea had before that wasn't reaching the United States or was incapable of going in the right direction and actually hitting its targets,
yes.
Well, China's willing to basically back them and say, we got whatever you need.
Right. Now they'll be able to say, hit that building, and they'll be able to do it.
Yeah, hit that office in that building, and they'll be able to do it. And we've already seen that China already told Russia, oh, no problem, we'll back you with weapons as well.
Right.
And so China's just happy to watch everybody that's not Chinese go ahead and throw down for them.
Yeah.
To get rid of all of the billions of people that they don't want on their planet when China is the only people left, so, you know, according to their 100-year plan.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
And so, yeah, sure, they'll supply all of us with weapons to blow each other up.
Sure. Absolutely.
That makes it easier for them.
That's right. Well, Representative Mark Green has revealed impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas.
Yes.
It's about time. And several have been calling for this. Josh Hawley tore into Mayorkas over all of the undocumented children that are being exploited in the United States. And he ended his lashing with calls for impeachment as well. Listen to this.
These are reports of trafficking and abuse of migrant children. You can see a massive surge that begins to happen when? Oh, when you come to office in 2021. Huge surge, reports of trafficking, reports of neglect and abuse. Let's just look at a few of the details. This is absolutely unbelievable. I can't believe this happens in the United States of America in this day and age. This is from the New York Times.
It is stunning to me, stunning, to hear you say that the prior administration reunited children with their parents.
Oh, I see. So this is their fault?
When in fact...
So you're not going to take any responsibility for the indentured servitude and exploitation of children that is happening on your watch. A moment ago, you were crowing about the fact that you treated children so well, and yet we find tens of thousands of children who are forced to work as slaves because of your policies, and you turn around and blame a prior administration. Mr. Secretary, this is par for the course for you. You do it every time you appear before this committee. You do it every time you appear before Congress. I, for one, am sick and tired of it, and thousands of children are in physical danger. Danger because of what you are doing. You should have resigned long ago, and if you cannot change course, you should be removed from office. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And that's what you call thrashing commies. And there's more. Lady Liberty, you've got one.
Well, and Marjorie Taylor Greene calls out Eric Swalwell quite nicely with this. Go ahead and listen now.
I'm also concerned about people on this committee and their own anti-police rhetoric. This is a defund the FBI campaign effort.
That was quite entertaining from someone that had a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy, and everyone knows it. But
I move to take her words down. Completely inappropriate. Yes, yeah, stand by just a second while we research the rule. Give me just a second. The chair recognizes the gentlelady from Georgia and asks if she would like to retract those words.
No, I will not.
Nope, I will not. I told the truth.
That's right.
That's awesome. So they struck her words from the record, but guess what? We got a recording of it.
And so, it was true anyway.
That's right. You guys have a blessed day. Be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash of Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.